In the center circle for Lewis Cass is Tyson Good, and for Blackhawk Christian, 6'8", Cullen Pickett. Pickett swiped at it, but it is Cass that gets the opening tip. Left to right they come with the white headband. Hayden McLean will start the offense, pass to the wing to Chambers. Now it's rotated to McLean up top. It's Good with a three-point shot, no good. Rebound to Jimmy Davidson, and Blackhawk with their first possession into the front court. Sefton goes high post, knocked away into the backcourt. Sefton chases it down. Now he's double-teamed. Dribbles out of trouble and goes high post to Josh First, who hands it off to Davidson. Down the right side of the lane, poked away and stolen. Turnover for Blackhawk. Here comes Cass. Front court, triple on the way, left wing. Bullseye for Tyson Good, a 40% three-point shooter. And Blackhawk didn't close out. Tyson Good, the first points of the game, 50 seconds in, and then Sefton lost the dribble, saved it far sideline, and finds Kellen Pickett, and the 6'8 big man just drills it from the right wing for three. Tied up 3-3, minute five into the game. Now the Kings slowing it down, spacing the half court. They go high post to Chambers. Chambers, big body, 6'5", probably goes about 225, 230. He'll post down low on First. Works into the paint. Goes up with the hand, right hand and floats it over the rim. Just a big body bowling his way to the bucket. And Chambers gives the Lewis Cass Kings a 5-3 advantage. Now Sefton down the lane all the way to the basket. Oh, a nice Euro step with a right-handed layup finish for Gage Sefton. Tied up at five. We played almost 2 minutes of basketball here at the Berry Bowl in Logansport. Tyson Good brings it into the front court. 6'6 guard on the dribble. Step back triple from up top. Boom! He's got two triples. Both of them from about 4 feet behind the three-point stripe. And an 8-5 Lewis Cass lead. Thought we'd see a low-scoring game, but both teams firing away here early. To the corner, goes to Pickett, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Tyson Good. First foul of the game called on Lewis Cass. Blackhawk will inbound out of the basket, trailing 8-5. Davidson from the elbow up top between the circles to Sefton. On the wing, Smith feeds the post. Goes to First. First into the paint. Turnaround right-handed jump hook. It's short off the front iron. And the rebound goes to Lewis Cass. Good box out by the Kings. Hayden McLean, 5'10 point guard, sends it right wing to Trey Johnson. Johnson to the top of the key. Now bounces it to the left sideline where it is Good. Good. Eyes takes it to the right side. An angle jumper from 14 feet, no good. And the rebound to Pickett. Front court, Blackhawk Christian. Davidson, right wing. He'll feed the post again. It's First. First on the dribble. Double team comes. First shoots over it and scores. Josh First from down low. A one-point game. Still a Lewis Cass lead, 8-7 with 4:50 remaining in the opening quarter. Hayden McLean on the dribble to the right wing. Looks down low, throws up high. Here's Good. Stops at the elbow. Skips it far wing to the freshman, Johnson. Now up top to L.J. Hillis with his first touch. Posting 10 feet from the basket, Chambers. He'll be doubled. Now he'll give it up top of the key to L.J. Hillis outside to Good. Tyson Good holding the ball. 4:20 and the clock runs. Quarter number one, a one-point lead for the Lewis Cass Kings. Now McLean looks over to his bench. Gets a signal, calls a play. McLean holding the ball, gives it off to Tyson Good just inside the half court. Good, between the rings, almost stopped and popped. Instead, he feeds down low. Chambers, a little flip to Hillis. Hillis, a good shot fake, one dribble and a layup for LJ Hillis. A three-point Kings lead, 10-7, 3:50 remaining opening quarter. Sefton to the top of the key, throws on the wing to Davidson, back to Sefton, splitting the circles. Now back on the wing to Davidson, down low First. Davidson at the right elbow. He'll pick up the bounce, throw a bounce pass underneath Sefton. Somehow that got through traffic. Sefton with reverse layup got fouled, He'll go to the line to shoot two. The Lewis Cass foul is on Luke Chambers, a 6'5 senior, picking up his first, second on the team. And with 3:35 remaining in the opening quarter, a 10-7 Lewis Cass lead. Sefton tries to cut into it. The first free throw is good by the 82% free throw shooter. 10-8. Keaton Llewellyn, first sub off of the bench for Kyle Johnson of Lewis Cass. Second free throw's good for Sefton. Llewellyn, a 6'6 senior, checks in. It's a lineup with a lot of 6'5, 6'6. On the dribble, McLean, not one of them. He's 5'10. Out on the wing to Hillis, who is 6'4. Feeding the post, back to the basket. It is Chambers. Looks right, goes left, and had his shot blocked by Josh First. First one up, took it right out of his hand, and in transition, Pickett, three ball, good for the 6'8 sophomore, Kellen Pickett. His second triple puts the Braves ahead 12-10. Under 3 minutes left, opening quarter. Ball into the hand of Tyson Good. He's got a couple of triples for Lewis Cass. Good. Left elbow, step back jumper, short front iron. Rebound taken on a bounce by Jimmy Davidson, and the Blackhawks on the move. 2-on-1, Davidson to the basket. Offensive foul charging. Take the layup off the board for Davidson. It's an offensive foul. And, of course, in high school basketball, no restricted area. So you can plant almost under the hoop. And as long as you're in position, it's still an offensive foul. And Davidson gets whistled for it that time. So it's a 12-10 Blackhawk lead. 2.5 minutes left, first quarter. And now the Kings in the front court. Llewellyn from the elbow dribbles down the right side of the lane and hands it off to Chambers, who brings it all the way to the arc. Cross courts it to Hayden McLean. Top of the key, dribbles to the right wing. Wants to hand it off. Had it knocked away, got it back. Now on the left wing, open shooter, jumper, good for L.J. Hillis, 39% from beyond the arc, and he just drilled that one to give his Kings a lead, 13-12. Under 2 minutes left of the opening quarter. Blackhawk down one with the ball. Sefton, a drive all the way down the lane, put it up, didn't get it, and a blocking foul is called, and that's a big one because they're calling it on Luke Chambers. That is number two on Chambers here in the first quarter. It's going to put a good free throw shooter, Gage Sefton, to the line with his team trailing by one. Minute 49 on the clock. And Chambers obviously very frustrated, feeling like he had totally gotten set. And Sefton good on the first free throw to tie it up. Into the game comes Trey Johnson. The 5'11 freshman has returned for Lewis Cass. And Chambers will sit down. Sefton for the lead. Got it. Blackhawk back on top, 14-13. Minute 45, clock is ticking as Hayden McLean brings it slowly right through the Logansport mascot, which is actually a Minnie Mouse-looking character. A steal by Sefton. Sefton, one on two, down the lane, to the basket, finger roll off the window. Good for Gage Sefton. A three-point Blackhawk lead, 16-13. Under a minute and a half left. We're in the opening quarter. Good. He'll launch. Long three from the right wing. No good. Rebound. Caroms off the rim to the far corner where Good collects. He'll give it to Davidson. Cross courts it to Sefton, who brings it across the timeline. Sefton, right side to Davidson. Ticking down toward 1 minute left in our opening quarter. And Blackhawk with the ball and a three-point lead. First, down low, right block, spin move, over the left shoulder with the right hand. Good for Josh First. 18-13 lead. 50 seconds, and McLean will slow it down as he walks it across midcourt. Looks back, gets a play call. Sends it right sideline to Tyson Good. Good. Guarded by Sefton. Blackhawk works in a man-to-man defense. Here goes Good. He's going to drive, then kick to the corner to Hillis. He can't shoot it. The handoff back to Good. Good. Up top, McLean. Shot fake into the lane. down low. Got a man open. Llewellyn will hit the bucket on the layup. 16 seconds and a three-point game, 18 to 15. Blackhawk front court, Sefton. On the wing, Davidson feeding the post, but stepping away from the post was Pickett. Now he throws back outside to Davidson. Davidson pulls up in the corner. Jumper good. It looks like a two at the horn for Jimmy Davidson. Big time bucket. And a 20 to 15 lead as we reach the end of the first quarter. Braves are up by five. Second quarter comes up next. You're listening to the Semi-State Championship Game Class 2A from Logansport on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Gage Sefton's 8 points in the opening quarter has propelled Blackhawk to a 20-15 lead over Lewis Cass, the 2A Semi-State Championship game. Here's Sefton as Blackhawk starts with the ball. He forces one up. Thought he had contact, but no whistle. And the ball goes to Lewis Cass. Kings down by five in the front court. They move left to right. McLean between the rings out on the high left wing. It is Johnson. Johnson pulls up outside the foul line. No one's going to guard him, and the freshman will make him pay. Hits a bucket. Make it 20 to 17. First basket for Trey Johnson. Now Sefton. Outside Pickett on the wing. It goes to Smith. Dribbles to the baseline. Hands it off to First. First drives. Headed knocked away and stolen. Here comes Johnson in the front court. Hands it off to LJ Hillis. Back to Johnson through McLean. Now good. Into the lane. High circle. Gives it up. McLean will give it off to Hillis. Back to McLean. 3-point deficit for Lewis Cass with a minute gone in the second quarter. Out on the wing. Here goes Johnson again to the foul line. He'll give it up this time. Out on the right wing to Tyson Good. Back to Johnson. Way up high to Good. Good will dribble now. Try the left side of the court. Hand it off to McLean on the left wing. Comes off a screen. Hesitates to the foul line. Kick on the wing to Johnson. Johnson comes off a screen. And a moving screen is going to be called as LJ Hillis took two defenders with him toward the basket on that pick and roll. And they call him for a moving screen. So Hillis picks up his first foul, four against the team, and the turnover gives it to Blackhawk Christian with the Braves leading at 20-17 and 6:24 still left second quarter. Gage Sefton down low. This is Pickett. He goes to work for the roll block. He missed. Weak side rebound attempt by First. He couldn't get it cleanly. It went off his hand and out of bounds. Or actually, that was Davidson battling on the weak side. But the ball out of bounds belongs to Lewis Cass. So the Kings get it back. Still down a possession. 3-point contest. 20-17. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Tyson Good. Top of the key, throws out on the wing, where Johnson gives it up to Hillis, right back to McLean. Now up top, Llewellyn. He'll send right wing. Johnson up top, pass to the wing, intercepted. Sefton to the basket, got the bucket and a foul. Gage Sefton, 10 points. He'll have a chance at 11 and a 5-point Blackhawk lead, 22-17. The pick six, so to speak, for Sefton. They threw to the wing. He cut the passing lane, intercepted it. Then it was a one-on-one sprint to the basket, and they fouled him on the layup. And he completes the three-point play. It's the second foul on Hillis. So two starters for Lewis Cash now burdened with two fouls each. 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Here goes Good. A drive and a floater is up and in from just off the right block for Tyson Good. 23-19. Still a 4-point lead for the Braves. And here's another drive by Sefton. And Sefton with the bucket, taking it hard to the basket, then floating up and hitting it. Sefton now with 13 first half points. 25-19 Blackhawk. Kings front court to Good. Good outside to Johnson. Johnson takes it to the top of the key and then dumps it off outside right to Hayden McLean. He'll pull up at the top of the key, launch a three, rims out, no good. And Jimmy Davidson will pull down the rebound for the black-clad Blackhawk Christian Braves. Sefton posting first. Here comes the double. Back outside Sefton to Isaac Smith to Sefton, high right wing, right back to the post. First, good spin move. Almost looked Trace Jackson Davis style. But they're going to call him for a travel. He made that catch and a spin to the baseline side and got around his man, but they're going to say that he took an extra step. And the turnover gives it back to Lewis Cass with the Braves, a 25-19 lead. 4:20 left in our second quarter at the Berry Bowl. On the dribble, Johnson outside to McLean. McLean right to left, flips on the wing to Tyson Good. He'll bring it to the right and a give to Johnson. Not a lot of stuff going on offensively, just kind of bouncing it left to right, handoffs, almost killing time to control tempo. Now Tyson Good, 35 feet from the hoop, throws it from the left side all the way to the right side. McLean now with the ball. Now on the wing, it goes to Good. Baseline drive and a blocking foul. As Good forced his way to the basket, they're going to say that Gage Sefton didn't get his feet set. That is only the second foul of the half against Blackhawk. First one against Gage Sefton, who did have foul trouble in the earlier game today. Inbound. Wide open is Johnson. Nobody guards him, and Johnson drills a three. Trey Johnson, just 22% of the season. But he was wide open on the inbound pass, and it's 25-22, the lead cut in half. Davidson, skip pass, left corner, Pickett, triple, didn't get it, but it got knocked to the deck, and they're going to call it a foul. It's going to be three free throws for Kellen Pickett, and the foul on Tyson Good, and he's trying to say that Pickett flopped. There wasn't contact, and the official now talking to him about it, along with head coach Kyle Johnson. Pickett at the free throw line, shooting three times, and the first one is good. That makes it 26-22 with 3:17 on the clock. Second one is good. Had to get a friendly rim on the second of three, but he's got one more coming, and Kellen Pickett, 6'8", sophomore, misses it. This rebound goes to Lewis Cass is Trey Johnson, so it's a 27-22 score, 5-point lead for the Braves as we approach 3 minutes left here in the first half. McLean, left wing to Johnson. Backdoor cut, and it's a bad pass and stolen. Sefton comes away with it. Pickett in the backcourt. He's dribbling all the way down the lane, all the way to the basket, and a foul is called on first for clearing out a path for Kellen Pickett. They say that first, who had positioned down low, cleared out the defender to give Pickett that clear path all the way to the basket as Pickett went coast to coast on the dribble. Not bad for a 6'8 sophomore, showing the handles, but it's still a 27-22 score. And now Cass with the ball, drive down low, good. As he tried to go up, he was hacked, and I think they're going to say no shot. And Sefton just picked up his second foul. Sefton also often picking up the toughest defensive assignment. He's going to be replaced with two fouls, a 5-point lead, and 2:39 remaining in the half. Matt Roth doesn't want to take a chance on Sefton going to the locker room with three personals. Inbound and stolen. They tried to lob it up toward the top of the key for the baseline, and Pickett went up at 6'8", and tipped it and collected it. Now Blackhawk up by five, down low to first. He'll dribble toward the corner and give on the wing to Davidson. Davidson off of a first screen to the top of the key, throws in the left corner. Pickett, a drive baseline, and there's a bump, and Llewellyn's going to get called for the foul. And that's going to be, let's see if that's six or seven. It is the seventh on Lewis Cass. And so it is a 1-1 for Kellen Pickett, who just hit 2 of 3 from the line a moment ago. Pickett looking for his ninth point and rimmed it, hit it out, no good. Tip out, goes to Pickett at the foul line. He steps inside the left elbow and hits the two-pointer. 29-22, Blackhawk Christian. About 2 minutes left in our first half. Will fatigue become a factor as this game goes on? Here's a drive. Good, hangs in the air, floats it off the back rim, no good, and the rebound to Pickett of Blackhawk Christian. He'll give to Jimmy Davidson in the backcourt. Davidson's calling out a play as he trots across the timeline. Hand to the collarbone, throws Pickett double-team baseline, and they pulled the ball away from him. Another turnover for the Braves, who lead it by 7. Lewis Cass, front court, will slow it down. McLean out on the wing to Good. Good drives, stops, pops from 6 feet, and it flushes in. Counted for Tyson Good, 29-24. We've got a minute 20 left before halftime. Aiden Muldoon, who checked in for Septon. Now it's Pickett, baseline. He stumbles, gets it to Muldoon up top to Davidson. Davidson drives, floats, a little teardrop with the right hand, goes off window, good for Jimmy Davidson. 31-24, 7-point advantage, under a minute left. Now let's see if Cass tries to burn the clock with only 45 seconds left before halftime. They're down by 7. McLean off a screen, takes it up the arc to the top of the key, and we'll give it off to Good. Good, faces, comes up to the arc, drives, floats, and we got contact. And they're going to give the benefit of the whistle to Tyson Good, and the guilty party is Kellen Pickett, who picks up his first foul. Fifth on the team, but it will put Tyson Good to the free throw line to shoot twice, where he's connecting on 69% on the season. 31.6 seconds remain in the first half. And the free throw good, 31-25. It is a 6-point Blackhawk Christian lead. And Tyson Good, the 6'6 senior, is going to try to make it a 5-point game. And does. Well, I believe it's a bad joke if I say he's had a good first half. But Tyson Good has been the offensive star for Lewis Cass. Now he's replaced to the defensive end. So Blackhawk Christian with a half a minute left before we get to halftime. Up by 5, and Davidson throws it. Oh, he lost it. It goes, a free ball goes to Lewis Cass. And now they can cut into this 5-point lead. They could make it a one possession game here at the half. 11 seconds, McLean at the logo. Down to 8 on the wing. It goes to Hillis. Hillis drives. Body contact. Shot blocked. No whistle. And the ball goes to Blackhawk. Half court shot on the way. Davidson almost got it. It hit the front rim. It is halftime here at the Berry Bowl. And the Braves 5 points up on the Lewis Cass Kings, 31-26. We've got first half stats coming your way after this timeout. Plenty more as we continue from the Berry Bowl in Logansport. It is the Class 2A North Semi-State Championship presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Already underway in the third quarter with the Braves leading at 31-26. Lewis Cass started with the basketball, missed twice from in close. First one by Chambers, second one a putback. And then a kick out to an open shooter, Tyson Good, and he missed a 3. It eventually went out of bounds, and now Blackhawk with the ball and the 5-point lead. Braves looking for their 7th semi-state championship. Drive, Sefton down the lane, reaches out with the right hand and spins it off the glass. Good spin move down the paint for Gage Sefton. He's got 15 points, and the lead is 7. Front court. Oh, there's a drive to the basket. It was good as he went up and got blocked. and they're going to call it a foul, and they just teed up Kellen Pickett. Pickett went up and met good. It was going up to slam it. And Pickett stripped it out of the hand of Good. It was called a foul. And now Pickett just picked up a tee. So he gets back-to-back fouls, his second and his third. And it's going to put Tyson Good, a 69% free throw shooter, to the charity stripe. The first two will be the two he earned on the foul on the dunk attempt. And Good, 33-27. Matt Roth having a word with his sophomore, Kellen Pickett, as the second free throw is good. See if they just let him stay there. And Coach Johnson said he's got a rhythm. Let him keep shooting. So now two shots for the technical. And it will be Tyson Good. The free throw number three on the trip is good. He's got one more coming on the personal foul and the technical foul. And then Lewis Cass will get the ball out of this. They could turn this into a seven-point possession. Four free throws, all good for Tyson Good. A seven-point game becomes a one-possession contest. 33-30. And now the crowd from Lewis Cass on their feet. Tyson Good across the timeline. Feeds on the left wing to Trey Johnson. He'll give it up to L.J. Hillis. Hillis dribbles up high between the circles. Now picks up his bounce and finds Good. Good on the left wing. Cut off. Outside it goes to McLean. 33-30. Three-point game with Tyson Good on the left wing, guarded by Pickett. Pass to the elbow. A reach-in by Sefton. He's going to get his third foul. Not much doubt about it. He reached in and his body bumped the side of the Lewis Cass player. And Sefton now with three fouls just a minute 45 into our second half. Still a three-point game and the Kings inbound under their basket. It's inbounded to Hillis. Hillis to the right elbow. Up top, McLean rotates it left wing to Tyson Good. Good. Into the paint, a pass, and throwing a leg out and kicking it is Jimmy Davidson. So the ball will be inbounded once again under the basket by the Lewis Cass Kings, trailing by three. 6:06 left. We're in the third quarter. McLean looks, bounces it underneath. He's got Hillis. Shot fake, he missed, but he got his own rebound and puts it back in. A one-point contest and a six-point possession by the Lewis Cass Kings. A seven-point game becomes a one-point game. Here's Sefton on the dribble to the left wing. Hands it off to Smith. He'll dribble to the left elbow and float up a teardrop good. Big bucket by Isaac Smith. In fact, it's his first bucket of the game, his first shot attempt, and it extends a one-point lead to three with 5:44 on the clock. A timeout's called. We'll take a break. It's high school basketball presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Blackhawk led by five at halftime. They extended it to 7, 33-26. But then a questionable foul call on Kellen Pickett as he went up and blocked a dunk, a high-flying tomahawk by Tyson Good. It was called a foul. Pickett didn't like the call. He reacted to it, got a technical. Four free throws later, had a shot to it, and it was a one-point game. Now a three-point contest after the Isaac Smith bucket. 35-32, 5.5 to play in the third. Llewellyn for Lewis Cass out on the wing to McLean. Caden McLean runs the point, doesn't shoot it much, pretty much distributes. McLean, 5'10 senior guard with the headband. Now at the elbow, it's Hillis down low. They'll go to Chambers. Chambers fakes to the left, goes to the right, throws it up off the window too strong, and the rebound to Pickett. And he got stripped by McLean. He'll give it off to Chambers right in the middle of the paint. He'll go up and score. A one-point game now, 35-34 Braves playing for a trip to Indy. intercepted at the foul line. Had it knocked away, but it makes its way to the wing to Davidson. A drive, a finger roll, and he spun it with English off the buck, off the glass, and got the bucket to go on the foul by Lewis Cass's L.J. Hillis. What a shot by Jimmy Davidson. 37-34. Now Davidson, with a three-point play, could make it a two-possession lead for Blackhawk Christian. Aiden Muldoon will check in. Kellen Pickett, with three fouls, is going to sit down, get a breather. Jimmy Davidson, 52% free throw shooter, and got it. A two-possession lead, 38-34. With 4:40 left in the third quarter. Right to left comes Lewis Cass. Outside to Good. Good from the left wing. Picked up by Sefton. They'll go down low on the block. It is Chambers. Turns into the paint over the left shoulder. Right-handed shot. Good for Luke Chambers. Guy looks like he should be playing on the offensive line for Lewis Cass football and might have. There's a pass to Sefton. Sefton goes high on the baseline drive and lays it in by dropping it down in the bucket. Oh, he went airborne high above the rim. 40-36, back to a four-point lead for the Braves. And a timeout's going to be called by Lewis Cass. Kyle Johnson wants to talk to his team with 3:57 remaining in the third quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Braves leading at 40-36. Lewis Cass with one semi-state championship in their history. It happened 20 years ago, back in 2003, when the Kings went on to win the state title. Meanwhile, success has been far more frequent and far more recent for Blackhawk Christian. They look for their seventh semi-state title. Last year, a disappointment, losing in the regional championship to Central Noble and Connor Assisian, 58-53. But the odd years lately have been good for Blackhawk Christian. In 2019, they were a 1A state champion, and in 2021, a 2A state title. Of course, in that 2A state championship game, it was Caleb First leading the way, now younger brother Josh, trying to lead his Braves to a title in his senior year. Front court, Lewis Cass with the ball. McLean posting 15 feet out. Good gives it up to Llewellyn, now on the wing. It's Johnson up top to McLean. McLean dribbles to the left wing. Hounded by Muldoon's defense. Muldoon poked it away. It ended up going out of bounds. But that's pretty good tight defense by Aiden Muldoon, the 5'10 junior off the bench for Blackhawk Christian. Muldoon had to play extended minutes in the game earlier today because of foul trouble on Gage Sefton. Here's Chambers working his way down low. As he spins, it's poked away and stolen. Here comes Muldoon the other way for Blackhawk Christian. Lewis Cass gets back defensively, so the Braves will slow it down. They are going to space the floor and leave a crease for Sefton. A drive to the basket. He goes up, and a blocking foul is called on Luke Chambers, and that's going to get the ire of the Lewis Cass fans because on Chambers, that'll be his third. He thought again. He planted and met Sefton with position. But Sefton's going to go to the line to shoot two. A four-point lead for the Braves, 40-36. Gage Sefton, free throw number one is good. Sefton, a solid shooter. Good four-year performer for the Blackhawk Christian Braves. Averaging 16 points a game. And that one rims out, but Davidson on the follow. Got in for the offensive rebound, and on his putback, he got fouled. Jimmy Davidson's going to go to the line. And that foul is on Keaton Llewellyn, 6'6 senior. As the 6'3 senior for Blackhawk Christian got in and snuck around him on the missed free throw and was able to get it and in midair put it back up off the backboard. Didn't get the shot to go, but he's going to have free throws. Davidson, a knee bend and a flip from high over his head, and it drops in. Shoots the ball from right on top of his head. 42-36, 6-point lead for the Braves. Second one on the way, and that one's pure. Nothing but net, 43-36. So after that 6-point possession by Lewis Cass, took a 7-point lead down to one. Blackhawk Christian has extended it once again to 7 points. Here's a drive by Good. Down low, double pumps, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Davidson, Blackhawk Christian. Now they got a chance at their biggest lead. And Muldoon will try to launch a three for the right wing. Missed it. Came up short. And the rebound to L.J. Hillis of Lewis Cass. Ings, right to left, with the ball across the center court logo. The Minnie Mouse-looking character. Llewellyn from the right elbow missed the 16-footer. Rebound Muldoon. Llewellyn went after it. Looked like he might have fouled Muldoon, but no whistle. And here comes Blackhawk Christian up by 7 with 2:25 remaining in our third quarter. Sefton on the dribble, high corner of the half court. Crosses it all the way left side to Jimmy Davidson. Davidson all the way left to right, and will hand on the wing to Sefton. Gage Sefton on the dribble. He'll throw left side to Isaac Smith. They'll go to the post. Here goes first. First works, double team, kick out. Davidson open and missed the three from the corner. Offensive rebound. Sefton gets it and puts it in. 9-point Blackhawk Christian lead. Their biggest of the game with a minute 55 left set in the third quarter. Front court, Kings. Good. Spins down the lane. Left hand. Oh, nice finger roll on the spin move down the lane by Tyson Good. 45-38. 1:30 remaining in our third quarter. And Blackhawk Christian front court with Sefton. He'll throw it all the way to the corner to Jimmy Davidson. Davidson skips it all the way left wing. Muldoon down low first. Little pump fake and a layup for Josh Burst from in close. 47-38, lead back to 9, minute 12, and the clock ticking. Late third quarter. Here's Good, a drive, a dish. Llewellyn, pump fake for the left block, and put it off the window. Got the man in the air and then went up and scored it. Keaton Llewellyn from in close for Lewis Cass makes it 47-40. Now we go under a minute left, third quarter. Seth crossover from the right wing to the baseline. Pulls up, shoots it. Hits it from 12 feet. Gage Sefton, big day tonight in this one for the championship. The veteran makes it a 9-point lead. Last 35 seconds as Lewis Cass works front court. Good. On the wing to L.J. Hillis. He'll dribble up to the top of the arc and then flip it over to the right to the freshman, Trey Johnson. Comes off a screen from the left elbow. Pass baseline to Llewellyn, and we've got contact. And the foul's going to be on Blackhawk Christian.
The foul's on the Braves, number 2.
They call it on Aiden Muldoon, the 5'10 junior, picking up his first foul. Fourth on the team here in the half. 21.9 seconds left, third quarter. Braves by 9. Kings with the ball. They throw up top to Tyson Good, the 6'6 senior, 15-point-per-game scorer. He's going to dribble this down. I got 13 seconds. Now they go high post to Chambers. A little flip to Good. He'll kick in the corner on the set play to Hillis. Three, rims out. Rebound goes to Davidson. Here comes Davidson, 2 seconds at midcourt. He'll launch on the run and miss it off to the right. Tried to bank it. It was a little offline. But through three, Blackhawk is up by 9, looking for another trip to a state championship game. Blackhawk Christian 49, Lewis Cass 40. You're listening to the Class 2A semi-state championship being presented by Indiana Physical on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. With 9-point lead, which matches their biggest of the game, the Blackhawk Christian Braves start with the ball here in quarter number 4. We're at the Berry Bowl in Logansport. Braves earned the trip to tonight's game with an 88-82 win over Gary 21st Century. Down low, it goes to First. First muscled right into his man, and they're going to call First for an offensive foul.
The Braves, number 13.
Offensive foul on Josh First. That's his second, fifth on the team. Kings will get the ball down by 9, 13 seconds into the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Braves, you've got their starting five. Hand off to McLean, brings it around the arc to the left wing where he hands to Trey Johnson, the freshman. He'll give it right side to Tyson Good. Good baseline jumper from 15. Rim's too strong. Rebound off the hands of Pickett. He has to dive to collect it. And then when he gets control, he calls timeout. Timeout, Blackhawk Christian. 7:25 to play here in Logansport. A 49-40 game. The Braves are leading it. And we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. 7:25 remaining, and Blackhawk Christian with the 9-point lead that they started the quarter with, and they've got the ball. Now it looks like a zone trap trying to jump Blackhawk at half court. A 1-2-2, long skip pass. Smith open, he'll take the three, and it leaves it short from just off the left corner, and the rebound to the Kings. Front court, Good. Feeds down low to Chambers. Muscles it up. Didn't get it off the window, and he's upset about not making the bucket, but he did draw contact, and the foul's going to be called on Blackhawk Christian. And Josh First has just picked up his third. Chambers, 65% at the free throw line. Leading scorer for Lewis Cass, but he steps out of the line with just 6 points. He's got his seventh. So he makes the first free throw, 49-41. Chambers, a big body, big strong kid at 6'5". And that one halfway down, popped out, and the rebound to Jimmy Davidson of Blackhawk Christian. 8-point lead for the Braves. We're under 7 minutes left. Sefton, corner to Smith. Long pass, high half court on the opposite side. Jimmy Davidson, he lobs it left side to Sefton. To Pickett, kick out to Smith, and he'll hit a three from the left corner. Left it short his last possession, but that time Smith drills it, and a 52-41 lead, the biggest of the game for the Braves. Here's Good. Oh, Good. Inadvertent elbow just caught Sefton, and the shot missed from just outside the foul line by Tyson Good. Rebound Blackhawk Christian. Here's Pickett on the dribble, down the lane, drops it underneath the first. First goes up and lays it in. And a timeout will have to be called for the 13-point advantage for the Braves. The Blackhawk Christian fans on their feet. 6:12 remaining. A ticket to Indianapolis at stake. And it's the Braves leading at 54-41 with 6:12 left. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back to the Berry Bowl in Logansport. You're listening to the Class 2A Semi-State Championship game presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan at 100.9 FM. The winner of this one goes on to take on the winner of Brownstown Central and Linton Stockton, who are playing in the 2A South Semi-State Championship tonight. That will be next weekend down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. Blackhawk will be looking for their third state title in the last 5 years. Lewis Cass with the ball as the Braves lead it 54-41 with just about 6 minutes left. Tyson Good looks high post and gives it to Chambers. Chambers throws on the right wing to Llewellyn. Now they'll go down low. Chambers double teamed from the low block. Finds Hillis wide open at the foul line. Connect the bucket and a foul. Pickett went for the block, trying to close out late on Hillis. And after the release, Pickett. It plowed right through Hillis. It's a chance for a three-point play as Hillis hit the bucket and now goes to the line. And that is foul number four on the 6'8 sophomore, Kellen Pickett of Blackhawk Christian. Not often do you see a 5'10 sub come in to replace a 6'8 sophomore, but that's what you've got here with Pickett, who plays the perimeter. Even at 6'8, he's got the handles to play on the outside. And the free throw by Hillis, 77% free throw, sure is good. And now that sets up the full court press. Blackhawk Christian inbounds, 10-point lead for the Braves. Here's a drive, Sefton. He'll take it coast-to-coast all the way to the basket. Got it, and a whistle is a blocking foul right under the hoop. Called against Lewis Cass. The bucket is good. And Sefton almost let go of that layup before the contact. It was so deep under the rim. LJ Hillis picks up his fourth, and it's a three-point play opportunity for Gage Sefton, who now has 24 and goes to the line looking for his 25th point. It's on the way and good. 25 for Gage Sefton. The lead back up to 13 points for the Braves with 5:47 left. Tyson Good, front court, down the left side of the lane, stops, goes up between two defenders, and we've got a whistle. And there's probably going to be a foul on the shot, and it is a foul against Blackhawk Christian. And they'll call it on Aiden Muldoon, and that will put Tyson Good to the free throw line. 18 in the game for the Lewis Cass senior. 57-44. Blackhawk Christian up by 13 points with 5:41 left. And no good on the first of two for Tyson Good. And you wonder if fatigue is starting to show. Two games today. Lewis Cass played the second game this morning, which actually was this afternoon. They had a 12 o'clock tip-off. Braves played the 10 o'clock game. Second free throw, that's good. So Good, a 69% free throw shooter on the season, splits the pair. 12-point lead for Blackhawk, 57-45. 5.5 minutes left as Sefton breaks the pressure. And a reach-in foul. A hack on Sefton. And now some words between Sefton and Tyson Good. Not exactly sure what this is about. Tyson Good giving a stare down to Gage Sefton. The official stepped in. Now you've got Blackhawk to inbound. That was the third foul on Tyson Good and the fifth on the team here in the second half. Inbound Sefton, double teamed, so he lobs it, dangerous pass, but first made the catch and then reaching in and poking, trying to get the ball was Luke Chambers. He gets whistled for the foul. That's the sixth on the team, but it's the fourth on Luke Chambers. Now the official stepping in, having a word with Tyson Good. I think he's just trying to settle him down a little bit. Some frustration. Blackhawk will inbound out of the basket, up by 12, 57-45, 5:27 remains. Sefton in the corner, on the wing, Jimmy Davidson. He'll look to dribble up top and give it to Isaac Smith, back to Davidson. High right corner, here comes the double, long skip pass, far corner, Muldoon. Shot fake, drive to the basket, and he couldn't get the layup. Too strong on the finger roll, rebound to Lewis Cash. Front court Kings, transition. Hillis thought about launching, didn't, and now it's in the hands of Good. He'll drive all the way down the basket, down the lane, and put it in off the window with the left hand. And Tyson Good now with 21 points. 4:50 left, 57-47. Jimmy Davidson. Cross-court pass to Isaac Smith. Left wing triple on the way and short. Long rebound taken toward the left corner by McLean of Lewis Cass. Front court to Hillis. Baseline Llewellyn. Hillis left open. Triple. And off the iron. No good. And the rebound to Gage Sefton of Blackhawk Christian. 4:25 remains. A 10-point lead for the Blackhawk Christian Braves. Looking for their 26th win against just three losses. Isaac Smith picked up the dribble. Now has to find somebody and does. Sefton down low first. He'll work from the low block. Nice fake up and under with the spin off the glass for Josh First. And a 12-point lead. First in double figures. He's got 10. Here's a drive by Good. Again, he splits defenders. Euro step. Throws it off the window with the right hand. No good. Rebound tipped around off Blackhawk out of bounds. Lewis Cass will be inbounding under their own basket with a 12-point Blackhawk lead. And with the inbound on the offensive end, Luke Chambers with his four fouls will check in. He'll replace LJ Hillis in the Lewis Cass lineup. Inbound, good, underneath. Outside McLean. He'll shoot a three. Got it! McLean hardly shoots it, but he's a 50% shooter from distance when he does. And that time, he floated up the perfect rainbow, and it's a 59-50 score. Now Sefton, against pressure, beats it on the dribble and takes it all the way to the basket for the layup. 61-50. Got to stop the ball. And now Sefton with a steal. He's ahead of the field, and he's dunking it with a two-handed flush. 29 for Gage Sefton, and the lead, 13 points for the Braves with 3:15 remaining. Timeout called. Lewis Cass, Kyle Johnson collects his troops, and we'll take the break. You're listening to High School Basketball, the semi-state championship from Logansport, presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Blackhawk Christian Braves beat Gary 21st Century earlier today here at Logansport, 88-82. In that game, they got 30 points from Josh First. They got 26 from Kellen Pickett, 15 from Gage Sefton, 11 from Isaac Smith. And they overcame the 29-point performance for Gary 21st Century's Ashton Williamson. Meanwhile, Lewis Cass defeated Wapahani, the number two-ranked team in Class 2A, 59-54, ending the 25-game winning streak. Wapahani lost their opener to Muncie Central, had not lost since. Now Good on the drive to the basket, lays it in off the window. 63-52, 3 minutes left. In the front court, Smith, left corner three, got it! Once they break the pressure, they got numbers, and Blackhawk Christian not looking to burn clock. They're looking to score points. Here's a drop down to Llewellyn. He goes up and missed the dunk. Rebound First, lead pass Smith in the front court. He'll give it to Sefton. Sefton to Muldoon. Right wing triple. Boom! Muldoon from distance. And the biggest lead of the game is 69-52. Good tries to answer. Shoots a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Isaac Smith, and the Braves feeling it now with just 2:20 remaining. Jimmy Davidson to Muldoon. Got to get across the timeline. Muldoon splits the defense on the dribble. Finds Smith in the left corner. Step back triple on the way. Got it. Three threes in a row for Blackhawk Christian. 72-52. They're running away from Lewis Cass with 2 minutes left. Good. Right corner. Picked up on a switch by First. Now they'll go low post. That's an advantage to Chambers. He goes up and gets fouled. And it's going to put Luke Chambers to the line to shoot to. The foul is on Gage Sefton. His fourth. Minute 46 remaining. 20-point lead for the Blackhawk Christian Braves, who are making reservations for Indianapolis next Saturday. Chambers. First free throw is good.
Fans, at the conclusion of tonight's game, we ask that nobody please go onto the floor until after the
Chambers, who's been plagued with some foul issues, just 7 points in the game, averages almost double that, 16 a contest, and now he's got his eighth. He makes both free throws, 72-54, and we're going to have a timeout called. Minute 40 remaining. Let's see if this is a 30-second timeout. It is going to be a 30-second timeout by Lewis Cass. Looks like Lewis Cass is going to see their season end at 20-8. They picked up their 20th win in that semi-state victory in the semifinal today against Wapahani. Meanwhile, for Blackhawk Christian, they'll take a 26-3 record in Indianapolis to take on Brownstown Central or Linton Stockton.
Please wait till after the awards presentation.
I want to thank our host here at Logansport, Athletic Director Brian Strong, And a big salute to the staff at Logansport, because they have hosted girls semi-states, boys regional, boys semi-state, and their team has not participated in any of them. The staff just knows how to be a host and steps up for the IHSAA and takes on a huge undertaking, and they do it three times within about a month. Blackhawk Christian will inbound. Full court pressure, 18-point lead, minute 46 left. Inbound goes to Muldoon. Now they're going to jump half court. He gets rid of it, but he threw it away. They waited till he crossed the timeline. Then they ran three defenders at him. Muldoon kind of swung the pass one-handed and sailed it over everybody's head across the court and out of bounds. Lewis Cass with the ball, front court, down 18 points. Here's a drive to the basket. Hillis flips it off to a cutting Keaton Llewellyn, who lays it in. 72 to 56. Sefton to Davidson, who crosses the timeline on the dribble. They'll double Davidson. And he finds a man wide open under the basket, Isaac Smith. The defense overplayed up top, and it left Smith all alone for the layup. 74-56, just over a minute left. Tyson Good will drive on Sefton. He can't do much to stop him with four fouls. And so Good will just lay it in with the left hand. And we got a full timeout being called by Lewis Cass. They're down 16 points with a minute three. And I don't know if they're hoping for a miracle or just not wanting to go home yet. Extending their season with timeouts. So we've got a break in the action. Comes with 1:03 on the clock. Blackhawk Christian leading at 74-58 over the Lewis Cass Kings. You're listening to the Logansport Class 2A Semi-State Championship, presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Full court pressure against Blackhawk. They pinned Sefton over in the sideline in the backcourt, and he had to throw it off of Lewis Cass to keep a possession. So Blackhawk will inbound, and they go to Sefton in the backcourt. 55 seconds left, 74-58. Sefton on the dribble, throws to the front court. That pass knocked away by Tyson Good and out of bounds, right in front of the scorer's table, right in front of us. Jimmy Davidson will now inbound it. Two steps into the front court on the sideline. Davidson looks, and has to use a timeout. Nobody could get open. And so it'll be a 30-second timeout. Matt Roth, I don't think, really wants to talk about much of anything, but they had to take the timeout to save the turnover and the five-second count, and so we've got another break in the action. We'll be getting back to NCAA Tournament basketball coverage presented by Westwood One right after we finish up here at Logansport. And, of course, another opportunity for us to thank our sponsors all season long for high school basketball, especially the fine people at Indiana Physical Therapy, who again have been our presenting sponsor of high school hoops. And the reason you hear these games is because of the partnership with Indiana Physical Therapy. Blackhawk Christian with a 74-58 lead inbounding, and they'll go to first down low. First goes up and gets fouled, and that's number five on Luke Chambers. And the 6'5 senior will depart in what is his final high school game. Chambers, the top scorer for this Kings team at 16 a contest, getting a really big hand. And Kyle Johnson pumping his fist, wanting the crowd to salute Luke Chambers and the season that he has had, the career that he has had. But there's tears flowing down the young man's face as he makes it to the embrace of Kyle Johnson. Now you've got the bench being emptied for Lewis Cass, and it's a curtain call for Caden McLean, who gets substituted. He, another senior that has played his final high school basketball game, and also Keaton Llewellyn, another senior. And this is Coach Johnson just giving every senior to get their fair due, and one by one he's taking them. Now it is Tyson Good, Second leading scorer. A big night tonight for Tyson Good, the 6'6 senior. And he goes over, big embrace with head coach Kyle Johnson. And Good will go sit his fellow classmates as Josh first goes to the free throw line, and the first of two is good. And now here comes the bench mob for Blackhawk Christian. All five of them come in together. And Matt Roth with hugs, and it's not because the season is over. It's hugs because they're celebrating a semi-state championship number seven in the history of Blackhawk Christian. Also, Wade Otako, a 5'6 sophomore, comes in. This is one of those opportunities. LJ Hillis, a junior, checks out just to get everybody into the game and say they played in a semi-state. First, second free throw is no good, so first we'll stay in the game some more. 47 seconds left, 75-58, Blackhawk Christian lead. Now Taco on the kick out to the corner. And here's a shot fired up from the left wing, no good by Caleb Stanfish, or correction. Want to make sure I get the names right. It's Owen Lowe with the three. And now a foul called on Cass. That's going to be an opportunity for Josh First to get some appreciation from the Blackhawk Christian fans, as a good crowd made it here to Logansport. Some rough weather. Roads were really treacherous this morning between Huntington and Wabash. Nothing but ice. And now Blackhawk Christian looks like they're just going to dribble this out. Brennan Miller, 6'2 junior for the Braves, just dribbling as the clock goes under 7 seconds. And it ticks away. Blackhawks content with a 75-58 final score. The Blackhawk Christian Braves have defeated the Lewis Cass Kings. And the Braves, for the seventh time, are your semi-state champions. They head to Indianapolis for a Class 2A state championship game coming up next Saturday. Well, we're going to have some ceremonies presenting a game ball, and of course, the nets to be cut down. And I don't know if we'll have a chance to talk to Coach Matt Roth before we wrap up this broadcast. We've got your postgame coming up next. Again, the final score, Blackhawk Christian defeats Lewis Cass 75-58. We're back with the postgame next. This is high school basketball presented by Indiana Physical Therapy on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.